Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord and thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. I want to wish you the most blessed of Christmas seasons, that in this time that we're preparing to celebrate traditionally the birth of Christ, that your heart would be filled with the very joy and peace of God. Well, the last several days, we've been looking at the simple message that has been brought to us in the Gospel story. We looked at Luke, and we're going to be looking at Matthew shortly. But we were looking at the shepherds, and they were simple. They were from a very low social strata at that time, but they responded humbly. They believed the word. They went to see, and they obeyed what the angels had said, and they went back rejoicing. So as we look at their response, because true belief always results in an obedient response. Having believed, we, just like them, have to tell others. Verse 17 states, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They saw with the eyes of faith Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. It was not really a silent night once the shepherds visited the manger. When you see God's Son with eyes of faith, you cannot be silent either. Goodness, that whole dark, starry night was filled with the praises of the angels of God. And if they'd stopped to think about it, the shepherds could have come up with a lot of reasons to keep quiet. Obviously, as I shared earlier, they weren't trusted as witnesses. And, you know, after all, it really sounds kind of crazy. Angels appeared in the sky and they were praising God, announcing a message from heaven. And if we've believed God's revelation concerning his Son, how can we be silent? If your life has been changed, well, when you first got saved, you remember the zeal of being firstborn? You just couldn't keep quiet about Jesus. Beloved, this one we serve is the Savior. It's God's simple solution for every need of the human heart and of the human race. And what else can we learn from the shepherds? A simple message. Having believed, what did they do? They glorified God. And that's what we should do. Having believed, we glorify, praise, and thank the Lord. It says the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. They went back, what? To their normal lives. They went back to tend their sheep in the place where God had called them, in the fields. But now their lives were marked by praise, and they had a revelation from the very throne room of God of his plan for humanity. And so, beloved, we, having believed, will also glorify God in the place that he has called us. We may not be an important member of society or hold an important position or be recognized in our place of work or in our neighborhood or in our community. That doesn't matter. Look who God chose. That's the point of sharing this, to make you understand that God chooses the weak things, the simple things, the foolish things, the things that the world considers weak and foolish and insignificant. Why? So that no flesh may glory in his presence. Hallelujah. We American Christians often buy into a version of Christianity that's not much like the simple Christianity of the Bible. We seem to have a need for the spectacular and big. People flock to miracle services. They idolize famous people who happen to be Christians. They feed on the latest seminar on popular cultural fads. Beloved, maybe we ought to get back to the simplicity of the gospel. You know, I heard something today. A sister said, and I'm not going to mention names, but a very well-known television preacher who has thousands in his congregation, with her own ears, this is a spirit-filled Christian, who said, I actually heard him say that once you're saved, you don't need to repent. I said, what? I mean, beloved, what are you going to do with what John said in John, the first chapter? I mean, speaking now of the epistle of John, verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. He's talking to Christians, beloved. He's talking to those who have accepted the light. He's, you know, in that first chapter, he's talking about God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him, we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, beloved, yes, we constantly fall. We can't say we're without sin. We'd like to be that way, wouldn't we? Oh, if we could never sin again after we found Jesus. And in fact, some of my greatest sorrow, you know, when I came to the Lord, yes, I had done a lot of things that were really, really wrong before God and before man. But I didn't know any better. I didn't even believe there was a God. But my grief, my hurt comes that after I had the knowledge of the truth that I should just once sin and fall and hurt the heart of my Savior. And yet we all do it. Why? Because we're in a process. Our spirit man is saved. We are totally righteous before the Father, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. There's no condemnation to us, but our carnal nature, we have to deal with that day by day. Beloved, that's the process of sanctification. That's why we have to mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's why if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And so, beloved, there's all kinds of gospels being preached out there. There's so much apostasy in the church. And this is a Christmas message. I won't go off on that. But beloved, we need the discernment of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit dwells within us if we are truly born again. And through the Holy Spirit, we can have the gift of discerning of spirits to know that which is of God, that which is of the flesh, the world, and the devil. And beloved, in the days in which we're living, that's why for over 50 years, this ministry on radio for over 50 years has preached the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. Why? Because it's only through the word of God we will know truth, the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. And so, beloved, we have to understand that God's ways are simple, but we have to recognize Jesus said, why did he come? He didn't say, I came to be the Savior. He actually said, I came to bear witness to the truth. That's what he said before Pilate as he was being condemned and brought to the cross. Beloved, maybe we ought to get back to the simplicity of steadfast Christian living centered on true devotion to Christ, not worried about the spectacular or finances, how to increase, you know, church growths and things like that. Maybe we need to see that God is the God of the normal, the simple, not just the spectacular. Maybe we need to be Christians who glorify him as we tend our sheep or swing our hammer or keep house. Maybe we need to live in the real world as his people, glorifying and praising him for his gift of a Savior. Maybe we need to remember that God provided a simple solution for all the complex problems we face in this world. It's the simple solution of the Savior whose birth we celebrate at this Christmas. Maybe this Christmas we should just keep it simple, huh? Don't you think that would be a good idea? Well, beloved, we have looked at the shepherd's experience, and now in the time remaining, I'd like to start looking at another group who came to worship the Lord, and this is recorded in Matthew, the second chapter, and it's that second chapter, basically verses 1 through 12, and we've been talking about, let's keep things simple at Christmas. And that word simple doesn't necessarily mean easy. That word simple comes from a Latin root word meaning singular, having one ingredient, fundamental, sheer, unmixed, free from guile, unconditional. And in the second chapter of Matthew, the birth story is recorded there of Jesus. And there are three groups that are part of this story. There's, of course, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus in Bethlehem, and then there's Herod and the religious leaders in Jerusalem. And then There's another group who took a lot of effort and time to get there, the Magi, and their journey was certainly not easy, but it was singular and simple in purpose. Let me read a few verses of that. I might skip a few verses just to get the main content. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said of him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet." That was Micah 5:2, incidentally. "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." And when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Praise God. Well, I just had a chance to share the scripture. My time is coming to a close, and we're just getting into this. I do hope you can be with me tomorrow. Some very interesting things about what actually, if you read the lot between the lines in this passage of scripture, what was going on at that time. Praise God. Well, I do, even in the midst of the busyness of the season, I do extend, as I always do, an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. There's power in agreeing prayer, beloved, and I'm just thanking God for the wonderful answers to prayer that are coming in. If we ask anything according to his will, we know he hears us, and we shall have the petitions that we've desired of him. I invite you to write. I love you. UCM Partners, I thank God for your financial support. If it weren't for you, we could never carry on. This is truly a miracle ministry. My radio family, I invite you to write. I pray for you every day as well. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,